Test 1, 2, 3, 4. Test 1, 2, 3, 4. Test 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 1, 2. Test 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Is recording. Okay, man. Let's get this fucker underway. This is for Monday, the 1st of July. We're doing an encore show today because we couldn't produce a show yesterday because the computer was tied up with our marathon. So we'll do 2 days in a row of encore shows, and we'll do 3 straight of original shows. And I hope that that's good enough for your asses out there. I'm just kidding. I'm being me. You be you, I'll be me. You do you, I'll do me. That means we're doing ourselves, and we should be doing each other, shouldn't we? Anyway. Okay, so what a whack weekend. It was very enjoyable, but at a certain point on Saturday, we lost control of our TriCaster computer. The computer went to sleep, essentially, but kept on feeding, kept its program in terms of feeding Ustream alive, and all of the sundry DDR programs that we were running, and all of our stills and the audio. All of that was cool, but we could not get into the computer. We couldn't access it because it was losing memory. All the fucking streams we've been saving on this thing. Now, we don't do any work. Don't give it. You know, you guys have seen good old computer girl here, TriCaster. There she is, you know. She's actually right there. That's the mini, and this is the big screen. This is our big control screen that we use. And this is a great computer. I love this mini. It's like one-third the cost, and it's a phenomenal thing. But fact being, all of this went black, and that went black, but it was still feeding. And I, you know, got on the horn with Adam, and I said, okay, what's going on with this, man? We're on the air. We're feeding shit. But he said, obviously, it's just saving memory. So we don't do any work on that machine. All we do is we use that machine as a conduit for shit to other places, whether we're going to the Mac, whether we're going, you know, recording video for a thumb drive to put into our website. But we're not really saving anything on this machine, except for it automatically saves these streams. And I wasn't really paying attention to that until all of a sudden it said, we're running out of memory. So the first thing I did tonight when I got in here after we ended the marathon was I basically had to force a quit on the computer and let it just sit there for like a fucking, 15-minute period. So it got its shit together because it was, I don't know what was going to go on with it. I didn't know we had a computer. I wasn't sure it was going to be back to where it was, you know, because I didn't know what we'd done to it. Anyway, it basically purged whatever it had to purge, powered it back up. And the first thing I did is I went into those saved files, those saved streams, and fucking deleted them, man, because all of those streams are already saved on our website with Amazon and all kinds of shit. We don't need them, a backup on this. And if we do need a backup, I'm going to keep it on a fucking TriCaster computer, which has limited memory. And like, we don't even go online with this thing. I mean, it is strictly a machine for, facilitating the production of things and et cetera and so on and so forth and like that, you see. All right, so we're going to be doing an encore show today, and the encore show we're going to be doing today is from the 1st of July of 2018. I'm already on the website. Let's go check it out, man. Let's go over here to Mr. Website, shall we? And we're logged in, and we go over here to Archives, as you guys know. Of course, I'm going to have to get myself a classic, man. And our last classic, I believe, was from 2000. When was our last classic? We're going to get a classic BSP show. Let me see here. It was for Saturday week. Oh, I got a classic show for Saturday. Shit. I think it's August. I don't know what it was, man. I've got it on the desktop. I don't know where this is from. I have no idea where this is from. Did I even email myself? Let's see. August 2004. Beautiful thing. So we're going to go to July 2003. Thank goodness. Get your ugly ass there. Get your ugly ass out of there, Ted Bell. Caricature of Ted Bell. What did I say? July 2003. fucking nerve-wracking, man. And, you know, and I had dinner last night. I had friends over for dinner last night. And I'm having to, I love it. I love doing the marathon weekends. I love doing them. Don't get me wrong. I just get it's nerve-wracking. That's all. You don't know are we on? Is the feed cool? Then I jumped on the chat during the, here's a Bobby Dooley. Maybe we need some Bobby Dooley tonight. She says that Kobe Bryant buying the woman he cheated on a $4 million ring fixes everything. Goddamn right. That's a terrible thing to say, isn't it? Yes. All right. So there's Bobby. She's cool, man. She's cool. No, let's clear everything here. Let's clear everything. Okay, there we go. So Bobby's there. We'll produce that in all in due course. Bobby de Dudley. So what was I telling you guys? Oh yeah. So I love doing the marathon weekends, but there's a lot of monitoring that you have to do. And, I don't really trust it to be, there's a lot of shit that I do trust to people that there's some stuff that I don't, and it's probably really stupid of me. But I'm occasionally getting up from the table and I'm walking away. My phone is everything. We went down to Quincy Street. When I said I had people for dinner, no, we went to Quincy Street is what we did. God, that fucking place gets rowdy after 10 o'clock. Yo, Denny, you know, love your restaurant. I really do, man, but it gets fucking rowdy after 10 o'clock. Denny, who owns the place, is a stuntman. And one of these days I'll show you some of the shit that he works in big movies and he does some insane fucking stunts. Most recent one I saw was him driving a car up onto the top of like parked cars and then flipping it. I don't know. But I know his whole story. He came down from Alaska when he was like 18, slept in his fucking car. Seriously, it's a great story. It's an all-American story. And became a stuntman and then got married, had kids, and would come home. They bought a house here at Silver Strand, and he came home, and he'd be drinking and eating and whatever at this restaurant down the street. It was like my Cheers, and he wound up buying it. And I remember when he bought it because I'll tell you this right now, the food automatically got better because we were here. Then we started going in there, we were like, well, the fucking food is really good, you know? And he did a lot of shit with it, man. And I remember asking him, where are we at here, man? What did I say this is? This is from July 2003. Okay, we're good to go, man. Okay, so this is going to be for our show July 1st. We still have to post the other stuff. I got everybody freaking out because we're posting late. All this good shit, you know. It happens, man. Let's just be cool. All right. Okay, so that's a beautiful thing. Let's get back over to our thing. And now we're going to the archives again. And Wait a minute, man. No, asshole. Wait a minute. I always do this wrong. I always do it in reverse. I should do it the right order. This is the order to do it in. So then this happens. Yeah. But I had the phone with me in the restaurant, and the Wi-Fi there was really good, and I could hear, you know, everything was good. The stream was fantastic. We never had a problem. Except for one fucking time, and I believe it was operator error on the part of our web people, because what happened was we had a link for the marathon and also a link for the chat, and at one point I hit the chat, after the chat was over, by mistake, I hit the chat box, and there was the fucking marathon. That's not a problem, because the general of the access is kind of the same thing, but what happened was somebody disabled the wrong link. So I think they disabled the actual marathon link and we had the chat link live. And for about, I think maybe 15 minutes, the stream was down again. And I came in here and I saw the stream was down. The stream had been shut off. I sure as fuck didn't do it. And it didn't just turn off by itself. Somebody had done that. So, I restarted it and went back to the Marathon link, and all, and everything was cool. I think it was just someone getting a little confused. And I'll speak to them. I'm just joking. All right, so here we are. Now we're going to go to our archive of the 2018. Let's take a look at July the 1st. It may have been a weekend. I don't know. We may have to be fucking around with this all night. What time is it, man? Let's hope that we can get this done by 1:30. I doubt it, though. You know, I may just grab the first available show here. Not really be too picky about date. You dig me? You know what I mean, don't you? Sure you do. There's July 2nd. How do you like that? There is no July the 1st. It was a Sunday. So guess what we have to do? Let's go to, see, we were doing 2017, July 1. Maria just had her hip surgery. We were talking about that recently. We were watching Wimbledon. God damn, it was a goddamn motherfucking Saturday.
Well, there's nothing. You can do whatever you want to say.
Spent all of his, do whatever, well, much whatever of his life I want to sailing say. That area there, just out of the jetty at Newport Beach.
That was his favorite place to sail. So we said, well, we'll go out there.
This is last year.
And they got, make sure you take that shit 3 miles out, okay? I mean, I don't mean offensive, but yeah.
We did.
What the hell's with the
we
picture?
We took my father's ashes out 3 miles.
Look at how fucked up the picture
and
is.
Then I remember I had a big goddamn, like a big knife, you know, for filleting and cleaning fish.
Wow.
And I opened up the ash bag thing, and
well, I'm talking about
there was a
wind
my that picked up, and some part great of my father's, it was turn it on, and it sucks anything.
Look at that. Man.
Dave Webcock, he, it was turn it on, and it sucks anything in the house. Her
last year's World Cup.
And I'll be right back after these words from Chaucer's Milk
and my throat.
And Honey Cuts. Five different ways for you to lose weight.
My throat sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Hello, everyone. This is Dave Fishbeck.
Now, this was in 1987.
And Honey Cuts. Dave Webcock, he...
Oh, that Rob. When we came out of the gate, that is... In the entertainment business as usual.
What the fuck was I doing this time? What kind of show is this, man?
This is ridiculous.
$5, including free shipping. Also, Quip comes with a belt that suctions
look,
right
got
to your
another fucking video
to use as a cover for hygienic travel with the dead. And unsticks to use as a cover for hygienic travel with.
Shit.
Yush.
What time is it, man? Up against it now, man. 12:39.
You know, the truth is, most of us brushing our teeth wrong. Not strong enough. Forget to change the brush on time. That's because most brands focus on selling flashy gimmicks rather than, well, better brushing. But not Quip. So what's Quip so different? Well, for starters, Quip is an electric toothbrush, the fraction of the cost of the bulkier brushes, while still packing just the right amount of vibrance to help you clean your teeth.
Or
you get the to get
long
your undies and get not going to want to miss no excuse with John Taffer. Shut it down and listen to John, the award-winning hospitality legend, as he brings straight to an unapologetic guys, if you like my show, you're going to love John Taffer. No excuse with
sure
John Taffer. Shut it down and listen to John, the award-winning hospitality legend, and brings his straight talk
good
and
Lord
apologetic manner, daily topics, and current events. You don't want us his latest interview
you don't
either
want
with Adam Carolla. Download No Excuses every Tuesday on Podcast One, podcast1.com, and Apple Podcast.
You know, the TriCaster was failing, man, so I wonder if I even should even do a video for tomorrow. Because I've got a time limit here, 1:30. I got to get this motherfucker done out to these guys. Tell you what I want to do. First things first, I've got to find my OK Groovy. Oh, it's only three? Oh, great. I don't have to do shit. That's great. Only three. All right. I don't know, man. This is really choppy and shitty.
And as I would recommend for this show, I want you to rate and review John Doe. Do it.
All right. So hold on.
Hi, it's Phil Henry. All of the voices you hear performed on the show date will be performed by me.
All right, man, here we go.